The Gemara on Daf Tzadi Dalid records in three places the fact that Bnei Yisrael were nichshal in the midah of Hakaras HaTov, in the midah of recognizing the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them. The first instance that we find this is with regards to Eretz Yisrael. The Aseres HaShvatim, when they were being exiled by Sanchirev, the king of Ashur, those Aseres HaShvatim, as they passed through various countries and provinces on their way to their final destination, beseeched Sanchirev to let them settle and dwell in those provinces through which they passed. Because, they said, these provinces, the first one is as beautiful as Eretz Yisrael, the second one is even more beautiful than Eretz Yisrael. They failed to appreciate, they failed to be makir, the toiva of Eretz Yisrael. And only such a thing could have led them to view these other arotzos, these other provinces, in such a positive light, and to beg Sanchirev to let them dwell there. It was a chisaron in Hakaras HaToiv for Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says they were nenash for that failure to be makir toiva. We find also that Klal Yisrael was not makir toiv for Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, says the Gemara, it's a malchus shal nachas. It's a malchus, a government, which is easy on the people. It's good for them. It's not over-demanding. It's not over-taxing. And Klal Yisrael, however, did not recognize this. Klal Yisrael wanted to overthrow, to reform, to bring in a new government. They failed to be makir toiv to the malchus Beis David. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the armies of Ashur upon them to punish them for this failure of Hakaras HaToiv. Moreover, there's a third inyan of Hakaras HaToiv, and that is when Klal Yisrael, when Yerushalayim, when Chizkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, was saved from the army of Ashur, miraculously saved, he neglected to say Shira, he neglected to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle, for the salvation that he received. And the Gemara says that if not for this failure of Hakaras HaToiv, Chizkiyahu HaMelech's failure of Hakaras HaToiv, then Chizkiyahu HaMelech would have been Mashiach. And it's only because he failed in this Hakaras HaToiv that he wasn't Zoyche, and that we're still waiting for Mashiach Tzadkinu B'mehir B'yameinu Amin. What exactly is the inyan of Hakaras HaToiv? Why is it so critical, so crucial, in the scheme of Jewish history, to the extent that Galuyos, that Tsaros, major national Tsaros, Galuyos from which perhaps we can never recover, come as a result of failure to be Makir Toiv? And one can expand this theme, one can point out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed as well because of a failure for Klal Yisrael to be Makir Toiv for the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. There's two Ma'amaris of Chazal that support this. The first one is a famous, we asked, he said Klal Yisrael is doing a lot of mitzvahs, they're not serving Avodah Zarah, there's no Gilui Arayos, there's no Shvichos Damim in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And nevertheless, Klal Yisrael was exiled and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why? Why did this punishment, why was a Churban HaBayis? So the Gemara in many places gives many different reasons. Now is not the time to be Miyashiv what role each reason plays and which one is a cause and which, you know, proximate cause and ultimate cause, which two reasons work together, how do they work together? The Gemara gives a lot of different reasons. And one of the reasons that the Gemara gives is Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo. They didn't say Birkas HaTorah before they started learning. And the Mefarshim explained that what's meant by this is that Klal Yisrael failed to show a Chashivas HaTorah. And the classical interpretation, which is that they didn't say Birkas HaTorah, supports this, because Birkas HaTorah, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim V'Nasan Lanu Es Teirasai, that's a show, a demonstration of our appreciation of the Torah. We see that it's something which is worthwhile, it's something that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should increase. It's a bracha, a blessing, source of goodness, source of prosperity. That's the side of a bracha, is Hakaras HaTayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael learn the Torah without being Mevarech al HaTorah. They learned it, but they neglected to appreciate all the good that was in it, and because of that there was Korban Abayis. Other Mefarshim explain, Lo Yberchu B'Torah Tchila, it means that they didn't give Talmidei Chachamim the first Aliyah in Shul. According to Halacha, so a Kohen comes first, and then a Levi, and then a Yisrael. But if there's a Talmid Chacham, who's a major, major Talmid Chacham, he deserves an Aliyah even before the Kohen. And that again is because of Hakaras HaTayv for the Torah. It's because of Kavod HaTorah. So if people give Kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, who are receptacles of the Torah, so therefore they're showing that they appreciate and they value the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Whereas, in contrast, if they give the first Aliyah to somebody else, they give the first Aliyah to a wealthy person who has a lot of money, they give the first Aliyah to a person who has a lot of political power, they give the first Aliyah to a person who has excellent yichus, they're showing their appreciation for those things, but at the expense of demonstrating their appreciation for the Torah. So, Lo Yberchu B'Torah Tchila L'Talmidei Chachamim didn't get the first Aliyah, the Tchila, they weren't the ones who were maschil every Kriyas HaTorah, and that showed that there was a chisarin, a karas HaTorah for the Torah, and for that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So there's tremendous, tremendous oinshim for a failure to be makir toiv. I can take this even further. I was reading in a kuntres that was also a different Rabbi Ganiak, but like Rabbi Ganiak nonetheless, kuntres on Perek Chilek. And he wanted to develop the idea that the yesod of zechus for Olam Haba is taloi in Hakaras HaTayv. He argued that, among many other things, a very interesting point that he brought out was the following, that there's a Gemara that says that Poshe Yisrael, those people from Klal Yisrael who will be condemned to Gehenim, will eventually get out. After 12 months, they're going to get out. But Poshe Umayis Ha'olam, so they're never going to get out. They're going to stay there forever. And what's pshat in the chiluk between Poshe Yisrael and Poshe Umayis Ha'olam? So to that, he brings down from Midrashim, the chiluk is as follows, that Klal Yisrael, this is a prophetic medrash, it's telling us what the difference is going to be. It says, Klal Yisrael are makir toiva for Gehenim. They realize when they're there that it's doing something good for them. It's purifying them from their sins. It's helping them regain the values that they lost connection with during their sinful lifetimes. And therefore, because they're makir toiv for Gehenim, they're eventually going to get out. Because the yisoid of Geula, the yisoid of Hatzalah, is Hakaras HaTayv. They're makir toiv for their oinshim. They're makir toiv for the yisurim. They're makir toiv for the Gehenim that they endure. And they realize, and they focus, and they concentrate, and they enumerate. They speak out, it's doing me good, it's doing this good for me, it's doing that good for me. And only there, the only by this, will they escape. As opposed to the Poshe Umayis Ha'olam, they're going to be there, and they're going to curse their lot. They're not going to be happy about it. They'll fail to appreciate what Gehenim is doing for them. And until a person can appreciate what he has, until a person can appreciate that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is for good, he'll never have Hatzalah. So that's why Poshe Umayis Ha'olam will stay there forever, because they're not going to reach this midah of Hakaras HaTayv for Gehenim. And there's an important practical point and an important conceptual point that emerges from this discussion of Hakaras HaTayv. So the practical plane, so it's incredible how many opportunities we pass up for demonstrating Hakaras HaTayv. Every single bracha that we make, whether it's a bracha on the Torah, whether it's a bracha, some sort of a hana on a physical pleasure, whether it's a bracha for a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, for an opportunity to bring the Shekhinah into this world, for an opportunity to perform the ratzayin of our Creator, for an opportunity to fulfill the function for which we were created. All of these are opportunities every single time to make a bracha, and it's something that we all too often don't appreciate. So the inyan HaKaras HaTayv, to say brachos with proper kavana, to properly appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Certainly the inyanim of our Gemara, to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, to which the Aseret HaShvatim didn't do, to mamish appreciate it and to appreciate the governments that we live in despite all of their faults. All of these things are in Yonam of Hakaras HaToiv and will bring about the Geula. There's an important, the conceptual point though is incredibly necessary as well. The Yisod of our lives on this world is in one way or another to recognize what's valuable and what's worthless. And amongst those things which are valuable, to recognize what's more valuable, what's less valuable. And that's the entire Torah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system of values. And the whole idea of learning Torah, among, this is one way of formulating it, is to internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system of values, so that we can't only decide that murder is wrong and saving a life is right, but that even in cases where the values are very, very complex and where there's very sort of even things on both sides, we'll still be able to measure and to weigh and to decide al liba de emes, al pi ha-Torah, what the right value is. And that's the aside of why we're here. And that's why HaKaras HaToiv is one of the most important things that we can work on, because our whole avoida in life is to be makir toiv, to appreciate the values in what we have in opportunities that we have. So HaKaras HaToiv is not just something important, it may be the most important thing, in a way. Now, in addition, to be makir toiv doesn't simply mean to say thank you. Revolbi points out in his Ali Shur that every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world is chock full of reasons to be valued. It's mamish very full. If a person is able to enumerate, to clarify to himself all the different points, all the different reasons to be makir toiv, so then he has been mekayim HaKaras HaToiv to a much greater extent than if he simply feels a vague and undefined feeling of gratitude and of thankfulness. The more that a person can isolate and articulate why it is that he's grateful, the more of a proper HaKaras HaToiv he's going to have. Revolbi brings down an interesting medrash. It says the letter Hey is representative of tshuva, because the Gemara tells us in Menachos, person can fall out of the batim, then he can still come in through the hole in the side between the leg and the roof of the hay. And the Gemara says that on the letter hay there's a crown, a tag. And the reason that crown symbolizes is that Bali Tshuva have a tremendous zechus. And Revolbi explains that what this means is that an ordinary person, a person who grows up and is accustomed to a particular advantage, a person who grows up in Eretz Yisrael and never was in Chutz La'aretz to appreciate the difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, a person who grew up under, let's say, La'aseh Lavi, under a Malchus Yisrael, never saw Malchi Uma Yisraelam, so there's not going to be a full HaKaras HaToiv. HaKaras HaToiv emerges from a contrast between what's worthless and what's worthwhile, what's less valuable and what's more valuable. He said it's only a Baal Tshuva who has a proper HaKaras HaToiv. Baal Tshuva mitoich a HaKara of the emptiness, the Reikonos, of life devoid of Torah values, can come to a much greater appreciation of those self-same values than a person who was raised within the framework of those values. And therefore there's a special crown that's misyachis to the Bali Tshuva that ordinary people don't necessarily have, because that crown is the crown of a true HaKaras HaToiv, which emerges from a detailed contrast between what could have been or what was and what we have and what's the value therein and what is.